Hi, this is Cameron Gibson, product trainer at Cinchi.
And this is James Fajardo, content manager at the Data Collaboration Alliance. This is your Data Drop News for Friday, June 17th, 2022.
Our podcast listeners are invited to access the Privacy Newsfeed, a crowdsourced research tool that's one of many privacy resources available to the members of the data collaboration community. It's 100% free and you can get started in seconds. Visit datacollaboration.org/community to join now. A US national privacy bill, which is an essential legislative building block that has proved elusive for years, appears to suddenly be on a fast track in Congress despite years of gridlock for tech regulation. The draft legislation for a national privacy law includes an agreement that would preempt most state laws with some exceptions, as well as a limited private right of action that lets individuals seek legal damages for privacy violations. According to Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi, a ranking member of the Senate Commerce Committee, the bipartisan and bicameral effort to produce a comprehensive data privacy framework has been years in the making, and the release of this discussion draft represents a critical milestone.
The head of the U.S. Federal Trade Commission says the agency is pushing a robust agenda of actions and policies to help safeguard children's privacy online. The ongoing work will include toughened enforcement of a long-standing law governing kids' online privacy and eyeing the algorithms used by social media platforms targeting young people. According to the FTC chair, Lena Khan, who has led the Consumer Protection Agency for a year, children's privacy is enormously important, and we want to make sure we're doing everything we can to vigorously protect children's privacy and protect them from data abuses.
The French data watchdog CNIL has clarified on its website that Google Analytics use is not legal without a new deal to replace the disgraced Privacy Shield EU-US data processing agreement. The move has dashed hopes that the tool could be reconfigured to allow data transfers to the US. The CNIL also addressed the encryption solutions proposed by Google, saying they were ineffective due to Google offering and conserving encryption keys, allowing it to access personal data if it so wishes. Companies wishing to keep using the tool need explicit consent from the individuals concerned.
An investigation by federal and provincial privacy watchdogs has found that Tim Hortons mobile ordering app violated the law by collecting vast amounts of location information from customers. Privacy commissioners said people who downloaded the Tim Hortons app had their movements tracked and recorded every few minutes, even when the app was not open on their phones. The investigation came after National Post reporter James McLeod obtained data showing the Tim Hortons app has tracked his location more than 2,700 times in the last 5 months.
UK citizens need to be educated on how and when the NHS shares their data with third parties, ministers said this week. The comments from two members of the government came hours before it was revealed controversial big data company Palantir is planning to expand its reach into the health service in Britain. Privacy experts say the onus should be on NHS England, not patients themselves, to ensure data is protected.
TikTok has started showing users in Europe, the UK, and Switzerland new in-app notifications, informing them of changes to its data collection policies. Essentially, TikTok saying that if you have not consented to personalized ads in the past, which TikTok has to allow as part of the EU's data privacy provisions, you'll soon get a form of personalized ads anyway, based on your in-app activity. TikTok appears to be looking to use a technicality to maximize the performance of its ads, even among users who have opted out of personalized targeting. Increased regulatory scrutiny has wiped $100 billion from the value of TikTok parent company ByteDance, forcing the company to consider sell-offs and staff cuts as it works to right the ship.
DuckDuckGo is known for its privacy-first commitment to users on iOS, Android, browsers, and soon with its own Mac app. Now, a report puts in check the company's privacy focus due to a search agreement with Microsoft that let the Redmond company continue tracking users on the browser.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has nominated accomplished lawyer Philippe Dufresne to be the next federal privacy commissioner. Dufresne is the chief legal officer of the House of Commons and has previously worked as senior general counsel of the Canadian Human Rights Commission.
A smartphone brand has launched Morena One, an Android smartphone that safeguards the privacy of its users and gives people freedom of choice with products and services that help people escape from digital surveillance.
Researchers at Human-Computer Interaction Institute have developed a new privacy-sensitive architecture for developers to build smart home apps, which the team refers to as Peekaboo. The system takes requests from developers to share certain pieces of data and ensure only pieces that are essential to fulfill their requests are shared with them.
The Data Drop is a production of the Data Collaboration Alliance, a nonprofit advancing meaningful data ownership and inclusive innovation through open research and free skills training. To learn more about our partnerships, please visit datacollaboration.org.